Cyrus, Trayton, no. Get him off of me. Get him off of me. I think he's under the influence of the Psycho Balls.
Super Bowl craze, demonic human.
Okay. All right. Guys, grab him. Grab him. Grab him and throw him in the jail.
Okay, come on.
The testing analysis brochure sectionality. All right, grab him, guys. That was disturbing. Alex appears to be under the influence of the Super Bowl, of the Psycho Ball.
I farted.
We're going to put Alex in the analysis tube. And we get back in the testing zone. Guard the exit. Both of you, listen, Angley. You know the Super Balls are the Psycho Balls are your friends, correct? Mm-hmm. They're not. They're malevolent and they're using you. Alex, you're under the influence of the Psycho Balls. I believe you are, and I believe I'm going to smack you in the face right now. And I believe you're not going to do anything about it. The Psycho Balls have a stronger influence than I believe on a weak mind. He has a weak mind. Get him to the floor. Ainsley, get to the floor. Get to the floor. Ainsley releases. Release the control. Never mind. You know what? That isn't going to work. How about this? Ainsley, I have water powers. With one flick of my wrist, I can freeze these. And then I can break them. Relinquish your hold on Alex, or I will do it.
Don't do it. Okay, I did. I released it. Well, I'm serious. I released it. I almost stopped doing this to me.
Ainsley, I'm telling you, the Psycho Balls aren't being controlled by you. They're controlling you. Oh. Subdue him!
You can grab his foot when he kicks you.
Ainsley, listen!
Psycho Balls are my friends!
The Psycho Balls are not your friends. This is a very old and malevolent form of spirit. They're going to kill you, Ainsley. Get away! Ainsley, get away! Get away! Trayton! Begin the extraction process! We need to remove every essence of unnatural power from these.
No!
Good.
No! No!
Now melt them down.
No!
Fire!
Good.
Fire!
Ainsley, we need to remove her of any powers and of any knowledge of the Psycho Balls. Do it.
Hold her steady.
I'm trying to.
He won't catch
Alex,
me.
You probably shouldn't keep on playing if you hurt.
Ow!
And now,
right here, there.
Oh my God. He's fine.
She's fine. Alex. Alex, what's...
You're telling me you're
slapping me in the face and insulting me.
Alex, you were under the influence of the Psycho Balls.
Get up.
out of your drawer.
My thing!
Take it quickly!
Ainsley, you're not just a very violent and unstable human.
Should I just throw her in jail?
No.
Should I throw her in the grass?
We're gonna get into an AAAPF mental institution. Alex is gone. I don't know where he went.
He went to tell.
But
oh my god.
She is now mentally unstable. Anyone who attempts to she's mentally unstable. Anyone who she tries to talk to about her psycho balls will only believe she's unstable.
No!
I believe she actually is unstable, considering that the psycho balls must have been the only thing leaving her alive. But wait. Trenton. Wait. I need to do a quick mind. Let go of her, quick! Let go of her! Get back! The psycho balls are back!
Shoot!
The psycho balls are back! They have... Everything is back as it was. I don't know... What does this mean? Cyrus, you need to go and find Alex. You need to go and get him back. Triton, come on. We're gonna leave her and her psycho balls alone for now, as we have no reason why this happened.
I don't understand how this is possible. You extracted all of it. You extracted all of it from the psycho balls, and you melted the psycho balls to the ground.
And I took all of her powers out of her.
Freeze! Sit down!
He's using his psychic powers on her.
Freeze and sit down. Now listen to me, Ainsley. You're going to tell me everything you know about your past history with the Psycho Balls.
No.
You are going to tell me everything about your past history with the psycho balls.
No.
Listen to me, Ainsley.
No. Ow.
What? You are going to tell me everything you know about your past with the psycho balls.
No.
You will tell now, or we will subject your psycho balls to torture.
They're alive as long as I have as long as I control them.
Sure. Go ahead. Leave them alive. But let's just cut them off. Isolate them. Melt them down as many times as we want. Tell me your past with the psycho balls.
Why?
This is just so we know the full understanding of the psycho balls.
Creighton, where are you going?
Tell me your past with the psycho balls, Ainsley.
Fine. What do you want me to start with?
Start at the beginning. When did you first meet the psycho balls?
When you guys taken me away. And you gave me no power to move. Yes, I'm looking at you right now.
Ainsley.
Why are you trying to pass on it?
Ainsley! I think it would be best not to provoke her. Ainsley, sit down. What have the psycho balls done for you?
Help me protect myself.
Such as?
Like when I kept on saying, my psycho ball, that tells him that I need help, so he gets in his protective mode.
That tells him. Are you referring to one of your two psycho balls, whose names I believe are Tim and Bob?
Tom and Bob.
All right. So you are referring to your two psycho balls, who apparently have names, Tom and Bob.
Yes.
Tell me, why did you pick those names for them?
Because it was. I got to go now.
You here?
Interview has ended. We'll continue this next time, Ainsley. But for now, we need to know what's going on with your psycho balls. Tell me why you chose names for inanimate objects.
Because they have feelings. And they told me their names.
Ainsley, we gotta go say happy birthday to Anna.
Happy birthday, why?
And...
for me!
Okay, that concludes an interview with Ainsley. I don't know what... I believe we may have settled her down a bit. But things are still uncertain. Cyrus, go and fetch Alex, will you? I need to discuss with him the psycho balls. I think this would be the best time to go to a regularly scheduled quick end broadcast. Patient 14887B-D. Ainsley. We have removed the powers of her psycho ball. We have removed any trace of her psycho ball powers. And we have removed any examples of her having psycho balls. We will now begin the melting down process. As Ainsley's powers and knowledge of psycho balls are gone, and she's only a mentally unstable individual, as I believe she was before psycho ball encounterment, we will now melt down any last remaining trace, the psycho balls. I have right here an analyzed file version of... Ainsley's data and DNA from the psycho balls. The results are inconclusive. We will continue this interruption later, but I believe we are now about to have some interest. Alright. So, the psycho balls. We have, two teams analyzing them, and I have some data results that I would like to share with my microphone. Result analytics piece number one. Psycho balls apparently have some sort of distributive property. They can give off powers to anyone inside them. Item two. The psycho balls require some form of life force in exchange for temporary powers. Item three. Again, as I have mentioned previously, the powers are temporary. Although they are infinite and can be anything, they are temporary nonetheless. Any powers will eventually and will definitely wear off. Item 4. Ainsley appears to have found the supposedly sentient psycho balls while escaping from the AAAPS. We are not sure how this exactly contains with her story, as we have not met her since the beginning of this psycho ball incident. Item 6. I believe it's item 6. The psycho balls appear to have some sort of regenerative property. They appear to not only retain DNA item suckings from it, but they also seem to not to temporarily melt when exposed to harsh temperatures. I doubt that any ice powers or breaking would do anything to harm the psycho balls. Item 7. The psycho balls are apparently malevolent and sentient. They will trick Ainsley into believing what she believes to believe. Well, at least she did until we had her carted off with Agent Trayton to a very excellent psychological facility. I do not believe they will be back by the end in this broadcast. Item 8. They're not yet sure what to do with the sentient and malevolent psycho balls, as they apparently have some sort of blow-up function. Apparently, they can impose the will of themselves when blown up in a 10 meter radius. This apparently is supposed to be used in large crowds, as it would make sense for large amounts of people to be subjected to psychoball influence. Item 9. Anyone with strong mental powers will probably be impervious to the psychoball. Physical powers and normal people will not be impervious to the psychoball. They will all be subjected to psychoball order. Yes? Agent Treaton and Special Case 14-8B Ainsley has been escorted to a secure mental facility after we have drained all traces of psychoball and any powers from her. She is now just a, as I stated before, extremely mentally unstable individual, as she probably was before psychoball encounter. I believe it is the psychoballs that were keeping her in a fine mental state while she was enduring this. The psychoballs apparently are impervious to anything and are malevolent, sentient, and whisper secrets into Ainsley's ear at night. We will begin continuing tests to try to destroy the psychoballs with Agent Cyrus, and Agent Alex is here as well. We will use Agent Cyrus's wind powers, Agent Alex's weather manipulation, and myself, my water powers. Agent Cyrus, go grab Agent Alex, will you?
Okay, I will. I'll go try my best.
We will soon begin the psychoball evacuation and destroying process. After the psychoballs have been extracted of any form of uncommon metal attributes, they will then be melted down and given to the eternal pyre. We will have weekly monitorings of the psychoballs' progress through the pyre until 14 weeks after the psychoballs have been melted. This concludes the technical stuff. Which means all I have left to do is the hard part. The destroying of the psychoballs. The psychoballs need to be destroyed. And as of such, everything along with it must be destroyed. Our memories will be wiped by me per instruction from the AAPF higher board. We will only have this tape, which we will only need in case of dire emergencies. I will now go fetch Agent Alex and Agent Cyrus in order to begin the destruction process. I only wish that Agent Green was here. His firepower proved extremely capable of destroying the psychoballs, if only for temporary. I must enter a public, busy seating area, as that is where Agent Cyrus and Agent Treaton are currently seating, pretending to have a business lunch. I will grab them shortly. Cyrus! We're running short. We need Agent Treaton. I mean Agent Alex. Alex, we need you presently.
No.
Urgently and very quickly. We will read any demands, but first we need to destroy the tech right. As per instructed in your pamphlet. Failure to comply will result in any and complete banishment from any AAAPF breakup. Are you fine with this? You accept the terms. Will you come with me for a minute and a half? Just to the point. It's required more time. I have stolen Alex's knowledge. Listen to me, Alex. We need to destroy the psychoballs first thing, immediately. I will give your book back to you unharmed as long as we successfully destroy the psychoballs. First of all, Cyrus, use your air powers.
Hold on. Go.
Cyrus, use your air powers to try to smash the psycho balls using extreme pressure. Alex, you try a thunderstorm and lightning strike. Extraordinary. It's not working. Psycho balls appear to have some dampening effect. You both have class 3 powers, don't you?
I have class 7.
But you have class 7 physical powers. I have class 7 mental powers. I think I might be able to do this.
I have class 7 mental.
I doubt that. And now, the three of us at once.
Life.
The three of us at once. Cyrus, what is your highest tier class power?
Super strength.
Begin attempting to crush it. Alex, what is your higher tier class power?
Ice availability.
Beautiful, let's begin.
Okay,
we have to try to crush these super balls. Let's psycho balls. Let's do it one at a time. And done. The first psycho ball is destroyed.
Okay, I'll do this one.
Let's move on to the second one.
Okay. You know what happened? It's encasing the glacier now.
And let's break the glacier in 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. The second one was destroyed. And now we need
the
final.
Wait a minute, you destroyed the second one?
And now we need the final extraction. We have extracted everything we can.
I'm gonna go spray some glass. Glass again.
We have extracted everything we can from the psycho balls. We will now melt it down. This is finished. These psycho balls.
You guys enjoyed the finale of psycho balls, and everything is well now. Yep. And stay tuned next week for Pod Nova X Season 2. Episode 6. We're really actually doing good with this season. On track, rigorous schedules. And of course, train whistles in the background, signaling that someone you love has just died. That's 2 loved ones dead now. Hopefully there's not enough. 3 loved ones. 4 loved ones of yours have died.
I am ever so sorry. I am ever.
This is Season 2, Episode 5. We are wrapping up the saga of Psycho Balls with this third installment, Psycho Balls Part 3. I hope you enjoy this wonderful and riveting conclusion to a very odd and unusual Pod Nova X.